This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We mentioned executive actions and orders up at the top of the program and the idea of running this economy by using them. Among the actions that President Biden put his signature to today was one that sets the stage for raising the minimum wage that federal contractors have to pay to $15 an hour. Technically, what he did was ask the Office of Personnel Management to come up with recommendations for doing that. See also Kimberly Adams' story that just aired about 15 minutes ago, maybe 10, I don't know. But this is laying the groundwork. Signaling is the economic term for a bigger push to raise the federal minimum wage across the board, a wage that has, by the way, been stuck at $7.25 an hour since 2009. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore reports.
President Biden might be pragmatically starting with contractors, but he campaigned on raising the federal minimum wage for everybody. It's actually in his $1.9 trillion COVID relief proposal. Michael Lotito co-chairs the Littler Law Firm's Workplace Policy Institute.
If it doesn't go through in COVID, I certainly think that we're going to see legislation within the first 100 days to raise the minimum wage.
It's a fraught time to tackle minimum wage increases. On the one hand, it would take on longstanding inequities deepened by the pandemic, says Yana Rogers, director of Rutgers Center for Women and Work.
This is a better time than any of all to increase wages for low-wage workers because they've been hit particularly hard by the pandemic.
It would narrow gender and racial pay gaps, she says. On the other hand, many small businesses are on a knife's edge. Andy Challenger is SVP of outplacement firm Challenger Gray and Christmas.
Pressure on wages is going to be a very difficult pill for many businesses to swallow at the moment.
There are compromise options, having regional variations, exceptions for economic downturns, raising the minimum wage slowly. That's what Florida voters approved recently, phasing in a $15 minimum wage.
An increase in minimum wage seems to be more popular than at any point I can recently remember amongst the population.
29 states have already passed minimum wages higher than the federal level. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.